Today's a daf is daf chaf dalet. We got like 10 lines down on the Abba. There's a continuing story here. So the first word in the line is Abba. So go to the end of that line. The Gemara says Virebi. It's a Rebbe Eliezer lo chayish l'revia. We had said before, according to Tana de Beishila, that the reason Rebbe Eliezer says you can't buy animals or paraduma from Obdei Kochavim, because the pasuk says Vayikhu, we said Vayakichu, that you can only buy from a Jew, you can't buy from a non-Jew, which seems to indicate that it's exerts a custom and not because we're choshesh l'revia. But is that really true that Rebbe Eliezer lo chayesh l'revia? V'hatani, the Brisa tells us clearly. Amru lo l'Rebbe Eliezer, that Chachamim said to Rebbe Eliezer, Ma'isev l'akhu mina Obdei Kochavim, one time, in fact, the Chachamim did buy the paraduma from a non-Jew. It goes against Rebbe Eliezer. V'dama Shemo, Dama ben Nesina. The Amri lo, others say his name was Remetz Shemo. Okay, same story we're talking about. Amr Lehen, Rabbi Eliezer says, Misham Raya, Yisrael, Hayu Mishamer Noso Misha Shanolda. You can't bring a Raya from that case when the Paradum was born to the cattle of Dama ben Nesina, or at least his father. So the Jews were busy watching every single day, making sure it wasn't, no one was Roveya, the animal. So therefore we see clearly that he is Chayish L'Revia, and the only reason why I permitted that to be bought is because there is Shemira. So it's not because of a Gzeres HaKasav you can't buy from a non-Jew, it's because he is Choshesh L'Revia. And if there's Shemira, then it's fine. So the Gemara says, you're right, really Rabbi Eliezer Tarti Islay, he really holds of two conditions. The number one is Kicha, the Pasuk Kicha, you have to buy it from a Jew. And the number two, Chayish Nami L'Revia, he's also Choshesh L'Revia. The question becomes, how is he able to buy from Dama ben Nesina? We saw yesterday, he bought it Ayidei Tagre Yisrael. It was sold through an agent. So Dama ben Nesina's father sold it to a Jew, and then the Jew sold it to the Tzibur. So he is Choshesh for 2 points. Again, the Gzeres HaKasav has to be bought from a Jew. And number two, he is Chayish L'Revia. So the Gemara now says, Amar Mar, Yisrael hayu mishamrin oso misha shenolda. So the Jews are watching, in the moment the Parduma was born, they were watching it every second. So v'nechash dilma rave le'ima kiava ma'abra. Maybe when the mother of the paraduma was pregnant, with the paraduma, maybe at that point someone, a non-Jew, a guy, was roveya the mother. And now de'amar rava vlad hanogachas. If a vlad, a pregnant shore, gores aser he vivlada. Vlad hanogachas aser he vivlada nakhu. So if a pregnant shore gored another shore, so not only is the mother shore going to be aser, but even the vlad that's inside is going to be aser for a carbon, because we assume both together, the vlad, even though the vlad wasn't doing any action, but uber yerech ima, it's part of the mother, the shore, so they both were considered an ogachat, so they're both going to be aser. So now, for our purposes, vlad ha nirvas, a vlad that's in the stomach of the mother, womb of the mother, and it's nirvas from a person, so then aser he vivlada nirvu. We assume that the pregnant shore, when it was nirva from the guy, it was both the mother was considered nirva, and even the vlad that's in the womb is considered nirva, so that isers chal on even the vlad. So shouldn't we be concerned that, granted, when the paraduma was born, the Jews are watching the paraduma. But when the paraduma wasn't yet born, it was a fetus inside the shore, inside the mother, rather. So then aren't we concerned that the goy was Reveya, the mother, shore, the mother cow, rather, and that's going to be chal on the vlad, the not-yet-born vlad, and that when the paraduma is born, it's already going to be usher because of a nirva. So the Gemara answers, no. Ema Yisrael hayu mishamrin osa misha shenotza. The Jews weren't watching it only from the time it was born, but from the time the paraduma was conceived, right at that moment, so they knew that this mother was conceived. There was some calf that was inside the mother, and they're watching that mother. So from the point it was conceived until the birth, and that's the shemir. So the Gemara is going to ask that question. Very good. So the Gemara then says, "We're not yet. We'll ask it later on." V'neichash dilma ravua li'ima mekara. Maybe the mother was already nirva from a goy before conceived. So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Temura, Kol apsulim negavi mizbeach vladosein mutarim, v'tani ala Rabbi Eliezer, we're considered Rabbi Eliezer shita, oser. So if there's an iser on a cow, that iser will not extend itself to the vlad. The vlad is considered a whole new creation according to the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Eliezer says if there's an iser chal on the mother, any birth, any calf born to that will have that same iser. So if the mother was nirva from a goy, mimele the vlad will also, even if the vlad had not yet been conceived, so then that iser will be chal on the vlad as well.
Because they can't be get pregnant if they have nirva. What did you say earlier?
It's a good question. The Gemara says later on, I'm in Beit Elis, there's a difference between the different years when it can, and not always it's a case. It has to be above the age of 3 when it becomes sterile. That we'll see in Amud Beis. But a good question, though. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Hanicha, L'Rava, this makes sense, it could all work out according to Rava, Dama Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Machlokes, Kishenirvu, Kishen Muktashim. The Isser, Revia, only is Chal on the mother, and then extends itself to the Vlad, if the mother was a davar hekdesh before him. So if a goy, let's say, was ba on a para, when the para was ready, niskadsha, and then that para became pregnant and gave birth, so that is his chal on the Vlad. Aval kishen chulin, if a goy was roveya a para when it's only chulin, and then after the fact it gave birth to a Vlad, that will not extend itself, divriya kol mutarim. So therefore, we're fine, even though it's possible that the mother may have been nirva from a goy, it's not going to extend itself onto the vlad, because this is all talking about chulin. So then everything makes sense. Ela l'Rav Huna bar Chinina, amar Rav Nachman, machlokes kishen nirvu kishen chulin. He thinks, no. There's a debate, even if the parah is chulin, there's a debate if a goy was roveya a parah that's chulin. There's a machlokes whether it's going to be chal on the vlad. Aval, but kishen mukdashin divrei kol asurim. But when it's a davar hekdesh, everyone would agree that the nirva that applies to the mother will extend itself to the vlad. But we see, at least according to Rav Huna, though, if it's even bechulin, Rabbi Eliezer thinks if the mother was roveya from a goy, that will pass on to the vlad. So how do you ever know that this paraduma was escaped the psul of roveya? Ma'ik lememor, what are you going to say? So the Gemara says, "Ema Yisrael hayu mishar minosa leima mishar shenotzer." So what happened was, so the Shomrim, the Jews, are watching when the mother of the Parduma, when that mother was conceived in the grandmother, let's call it. So the Shomrim were watching from the conception of the grandmother and watching the birth of the mother, and that mother got older and became pregnant with the Parduma. So for all those years, there were Shemira. So now the Gemara says, okay, once you're concerned now with the mother, from the mother's conception, let's take it a step even further, the Gemara asks. V'nechash duma ravaua li'ima dima. Maybe the grandmother now is also nirva, so go back a previous generation from when she was conceived to the great-grandmother. The Gemara says, kuli'ai lo chashin, and we don't go so far, we're not that choshesh. It's not vadai ever that the goy is going to be rover the animal. There's a chashash, so there's only so far that we're willing to go with this chashash. Okay. Now, before we go, let's go a few more lines, and we'll do some interesting tosfosim here. The Gemara says, "Amar Mar Yisrael Hayu Mishamer Nosa Mishasha Notza." This is Ricky's question. So he said the Jews were watching the moment the paraduma was conceived. Already, the shmir was taking place of the mother who is carrying this paraduma. So Minayal Din, and how in the world do they know that this cow is going to give birth to a paraduma? You mean you have to watch every single cow? It's impossible to watch every single cow in the world. So how do you know that this cow is going to give birth to a paraduma that's not yet been born? They didn't have the ability to see the color yet of the unborn calf. So Amar Rav Kana, Kos Adom Mavirin Lefaneh B'Shah She'ola La'Zachar. During the mating, they pass a red cup in front of the mother, or father, I guess in front of the mother, and like the stories of Yaakov and the brown spots and all that, pass it in front, and that would cause the vlad, the calf, to be red inside. If that's so the case, if that's so simple, Amai Damel Yikarin. Why is it so expensive? Everyone should just put a red cup in front of the cow, and every cow will give birth to a paraduma. Gemara says, it works, but it doesn't work entirely. Hold the Shtei Saros Posas Bo. Because it just takes two black hairs or white hairs that will disqualify the entire paraduma. So many people probably have tried and will turn reddish, but it won't turn completely red until every single hair is red. So it's not so pashut. It's hard to come by. So then the Gemara says, Maishna Ditu. So why Dafka Didama Ben Asina? Why don't we try the same thing and have a paraduma if we put the red cup in front? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana b'muchsek. It has to be a family of cows that have a certain gene that will allow the red color. Dam ben Nesina was zochah to have this type of cow family that had red genes. So putting the red cup in front will really bring out that color and therefore bring about the paraduma. So it wasn't very easy to come by. Look at, yeah.
So the other Isurim, like the apostle of paraduma, right? They had the same dinim as like a Ruvea. In other words, if the mother was to be carrying a load or to...
Ah, it does. Very good. Look at Tosa. Very good. Tosa asks this question. V'nicha shedilma rava le'ima. Ha dilo parch, why didn't they ask dilma ola al'ima, like your question? So maybe the mother had carried some type of package, and won't that extend itself to the child as well? V'hi v'ima nasu ol, now they're both carrying it all. When it's pregnant, it's carrying something as well. So the Gemara says, dim kein, if that's a real chashash, lo ashkechan para, shelo ola ol al'ima. There's no cow in the world that never had carried anything. What's the case? It's not an ola ola zachar psula. Every time an animal mates, that the male bull is on top of the mother. So that's going to disqualify being an ol. And that means any single time a calf is born, that means the mother had a zachar on top. So that means everyone's disqualified. You'll never have a case of paraduma. So unclear what tosis means. So does that mean, since it's impossible, v'makum yefshar, therefore we allow that psul and we don't affect it? So there's a marshan rashash, you're trying to figure out what exactly is going on here. The Marsha says the case is that the Rashash is a question in the Marsha. The Rashash says, once a cow is pregnant, it will never allow a zachar to be bought on it again until it gives birth. So now, at what point will it ever have a zachar ola al gaba? It will never happen. So the Marsha says, when it was conceived, that first bia, so then that's when the zachar was ba al the ima. But the Rashash says, but at that point, there is no calf yet in the cow. So there's a whole discussion about what exactly this is talking about. Unclear toast, but he addresses your question. What the answer is not very clear. Look at the bottom toast. Dibur maskal Yisrael hayu, mishamrin li'imo, mishasha notzra. Toast asks, Tema, la'av nami amai ein tzrichem lishmo. What about the father? The father also, the bull has to be watched as well. The Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, Kai Minan the Islay Zevezeg Garm Asr. Both parties, the mother and father, are going to cause an Isr. So just like the mother who is Nirvu, so too the father is Nirvu and will passel up the Paraduma. So Tosas answers, Vyeshlomar came in the time of Damar Nami, Ein Elamishim Dibazya Milsa. The whole concern here of the Psul of Nirvu is really because of Bizayim. Kidamrina Basov Timura, Umehai Time Amrina de Nirvu, Kishain Chulin Mutarin. That's why if they're Nirvu and Chulin, when they became Kadosh, Kevan Dishana, once they change Lo Bazi Mills, it's no longer considered a Bizayam. Hachanami, the Nirva Ha'av, Lo Minkare, Velo Bazi Mills. It's not recognizable when the father was Nirvu, it's not going to pass on to the child. Even though, biologically it will, it's not recognizable as opposed to the mother who was Nirvu. The connection to the calf is much stronger, so there's more sensitivities as opposed to the father. That's what Tosu gets out of this. Okay, let's go weiter now. The Gemara now says around six narrow lines up, Yosef, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafka, they were both sitting at Kila, the Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafka, in the doorway of Rabbi Yitzchak. Pasachad, Minai, one of them started to say, V'amar, and said, V'chein, Haya, Rabbi Eliezer, Posel, B'chol, HaKarbanos, Kulam. Rabbi Eliezer posseled up all the different Karbanos. So Pasach, Idach, Minai, the other one said, V'amar, Mai, Osivulei, L'chavir, Rabbi Eliezer. What did the Chachamim respond back to Rabbi Eliezer? They quoted the Pasach, called Son, Kedar, Yikputu, L'chav, Gomer. It's a sheep. The flock are going to come together to be brought as karbanos. So how could that be? If Rabbi Elazar says you can't buy any tzon from the goyim because of concern of nirvu and other psulim, so how could the pasuk say here in Yeshayahu that they can in the future? Yimos Mashiach, we will buy tzon from the goyim to use as karbanos. How could Rabbi Elazar say? What would he say about that? So Amar Lehen, Rabbi Elazar says, Kulam gerim gurum heim las lavo. In the future, they're all going to be gerim and have the din of a yid, and therefore we could buy from them. So Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, "My, what's the pasuk that supports this that they're all going to be gerim?" The pasuk says, "Ki az efach el amim asafa brua v'gomer." In the future, they're all going to be. I will turn all them into a safa brua, which is a reference to the pasuk goes on to say, "Is likrol kulam b'shem Hashem la'avdo shchemecha." They're all going to call out to Hashem, implying that they're all going to be gerim. So the Gemara says, how do you know? Amar le Abai v'dilma me'avodas kochavim hava t'hadibuhu. Maybe they're going to retract from worshipping Avodah Zarah. But maybe with regards to Revia, they're still going to be chashash even in the future. So you shouldn't buy from them in the future. Amar le Rav Yosef, the pasuk goes on to say, la'avdas shchem echak psiv. Shchem echak means entirely. They're going to be gerim not only with respect to Avodah Zarah, but with all halachas that they have to keep. So therefore, we can trust to buy from them in the future. Even Rabbi Eliezer will agree, la'aslavo, we could buy from them.
So we hold that a nirva, while she's not pregnant, it's fine, and it's only when she's pregnant that the What's the final halacha?
Halacha
that much. According to the Gemara, the maskana is what?
The Gemara does have a maskana. It goes back and forth dealing with all the issues. Right. We don't have a maskana here. looking from the notations here, it doesn't seem to be paskin either.
It would look like it's only for
bizayah. Right, according to Tos, it sounds like when it's giving birth, the chulin, it would be mutter.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know for sure what other sheet to say. I don't know. And then the Gemara says, Rav Papa Masni Hachi. The Papa taught what we just said. Zvid Masni Hachi, he taught as follows. V'tervayu Amri, they both say, V'chein haya Rabbi Eliezer posel b'chol karbanos. V'tervayu Amri, so they both, Rabbi Eliezer said that the psul nirva applies to all karbanos, not only paraduma. U'may osivu lechavru le Rabbi Eliezer, what do they ask him? They asked from the pasuk called Son Kedar Yik Petzulacha, that they're in the future, that they are in fact going to accept karbanos animals from the non-Jews. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda responds back, Kulam Gerim Grum Heim Las Lava, like we saw above, it's almost a repetition of what we saw earlier. Umar Ikra, what's the pasuk? Ki Oz Hefoch El Amim Safa Brura Likra Kulam B'Shem Echa. Fine. Umar asks now, again, almost the exact Shakla Vataria, Maskevla Rav Yosef Adilma, Me Avodas Kochavim Hu Dehadri, but maybe they're only being Choser and Avodas Zara. But they're still holding strong into the Isser of Nirvu, and there should be a chashash that they roveya the animals. They're all keeping all the halachas. So now the Gemara asks a question we haven't seen yet. He says to Paro, when we leave, you're also going to provide us with the animals needed for the karbanos. Ah, how could that be? It's coming from a place of Avodah Zarah. There's a chashash of Nirvu. How could you accept animals from the Mitzrayim? So the Gemara answers, Kodem Matan Torah Shiny. This is before Matan Torah. We weren't given the halachas, and therefore, they weren't given the halachas, so therefore, we could accept their animals prior to Matan Torah. Tashma. Vayikach, last week's parsha, Vayikach, Yisro, Chosin, Moshe, Ola, Vizvachim, Lelokim. So Yisro, we took animals from Yisro in order to bring karbanos. Yisro was not a Jew. Yisro nami kodem Matan Torah, Hava. He was before Matan Torah, and therefore it's fine, even though he may have been Reveit. So the Gemara says that this all makes sense only Hanich l'man d'amar Yisro kodem Matan Torah, Hava, that he existed before Matan Torah. But there is a man d'amar, says the Gemara, l'man d'amar Yisro l'acher Matan Torah, which meant that the halachas nirvu would passel a carbon. Ma'ikamemra, how are you going to explain we accepted the animals from Yisro? Ella Yisro miYisrael Zavan, he bought from the Yidden. He came, he bought from the Jewish cattle owners, and then he brought animals. Not from his own flock, not from his own cattle, but he bought from the Jews, and that's why it's allowed.
Could it be what it's saying that Kodem Matan Torah, we learned before that there was Zumasan that found it back from the Nachash, and then we said, so then why aren't you the same Chashash by a Yid? And the Gemara said, because Paska Zumasan by Matan Torah. If you get Kodem Matan Torah, it's all people were Nechshad, and that's why we didn't have to have a Talmud Goyim, just because that was the Mitzvah by all people.
According to what it says here, it says it's the point is not what you're saying, because the Isser of Nirvu hadn't yet applied. Mm-hmm. Right here, but you're saying he doesn't quote anything. But that's why I thought the pshat was. But I hear what you're saying as well. Could be.
Also, in this manner, the Bishamik that they used to buy it from the Bishamik itself. They used to pay the money.
I guess so. Yeah.
That would be the only option.
I guess. Yeah. I didn't think about it.
Bring their own animal.
Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Now you thought they bought it for their own. Rabbi, the question is how come there's no chashash of nirvu though? It could be that I'm not sure why there's no chashash of nirvu. Right here. Okay. Okay. The Gemara now says, look at top Tosa for a second. Tosa writes, "Dimaschli Yisro lachem matan Torah vim tomar im kain tzipor eishes Moshe lo haba el acher matan Torah." So Tzipor only came after Matan Torah, right? So what happened was, in Cain, the question becomes, Dikshay al-Hada Amrinu Perakabal Yivamta, Yivamos Samach Beze, Gimel Dvarim Asa Moshe Bedaito. Three things Moshe did, acted on his own accord. V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch HaYada, Hashem agreed, V'kachashe Pirish Mina Isha, he separated from his wife Tziporah, Umay Kamar, what does that mean? Halo Hayisa Tzipor Imo, Tzipor wasn't with him during Matan Torah yet. Yisro hadn't returned yet. The Yishlomar Shem Kadosh Baruch Hu Nasan Leiv Lifrosh Min Isha. Unclear what that means as well. It sounds like that Moshe, had he been with Tzipora then, he would have separated. That's what he's trying to say. He would have, even though Tzipora was not really with him at the time. And then Tosa goes on to say, which do we have time for all Tosa? Let's go a little further. In Tosa's Laman Damar Kodem Matan Torah, that it was before Matan Torah, Kashem Masha Amar Moshe Al Yisro the Ahadati Eschuke Helokim Vesterasav. The Dain Lo Nitna Torah. How can Moshe describe the laws that were given if he came before Matan Torah? Matan Torah didn't happen yet. Vod Kasha Masha Pirs Rashi Beparshas Yisro Shaloh Hayelol Moshe Shohos Lishvot Lisrael An Machras Yom Hakipurim. What was he busy judging if he didn't have the chukim yet? Tosfos answers: Venira the chol osa parsha rishona the yisro nemra kodem matan Torah. Aval sofa parsha vade lo nemra alacher matan Torah. So according to Tosfos, it was split. First part was before, and then somehow in the middle, yisro came, matan Torah happened, and then the rest of the story happened afterwards. Okay, you can look at the rest of Tosfos for the complete picture. Gemara now says two lines down from the top. Toshma. Paltik says, "Vayomer Shaul me'amaleki hivim asher chamal ha'am ametiv atzom va'baker." So Shaul was told by Shmuel to kill up all the nation of Amalek, but he left over the animals. So Shmuel says, "What do I hear? I hear some Amaleki animal. What's that voice of Amalek?" So Shaul says again, "Vayomer Shaul me'amaleki hivim. I brought the animal from Amalek asher chamal ha'am ametiv atzom. We had mercy on the best of the cat of the sheep and the cattle." In order to bring those karbanos. So, my metav, so how could that be? How could you bring animals from Amalek? Isn't it considered of nirvu? My metav, dimei metav. They use the animals to sell, and then the money they use to buy new, fresh animals to bring us karbanos. But the actual behemoths cannot be used. Umaisha metav, so why dafka do they use the best animals? Why not weaker animals? Since their intent was trying to sell these fat animals from Amalek, they wanted to leave the big animals that are easily sold. People want the fat animals to make a profit and then buy other animals to bring us karbanos. Then the Gemara asks another question. Toshma, it says, Vayomar, Aravna, El David, Yikach, Vayal, Adoni, Amelach, Atov, Be'enava. So he brought, Aravna was not a Jew, and they brought from him the best in the eyes of the king. Raha, Bakar, Le'ola, Varmorigim, they brought an Ola. We'll see what Morigim means in just a second. Ve'klia, Bakar, Le'etzim, and he brought the parts of the cattle, the different instruments, to use as wood. So either way, we see from here that he did buy animals from a Ravna who wasn't a Jew in order to bring on the Mizbeach. So like Mar says, Amar of Nachman, Aravna, Ger Toshiv Haya, he kept the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, which meant he wasn't Reveo. We trusted him that the animals were good animals. So then the Gemara asks, "My Morigim, what exactly is Morigim?" The Gemara says, "Amar Ula Mita Shel Turbil." That doesn't help us. "My Mita Shel Turbil, Iza De Kurkasa De Daishim." Some type of a wood plank that was very thick that had different things etched in them, and they use it to thresh to squash the wheat to separate the kernels of wheat from the shells. Amrav Yosef. Yosef wants to know, "My Kro, what's the pasuk that this word morigin refers to as some threshing tool?" So the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, "Hine sam tich, I place to you lemorag charitz morag, which has little lines in them. Hadash baal pifios. What does that mean? Tadush harim, that could be performed tisha, that could thresh the kernels of wheat. V'tadok ugvaos kamots tasim. So here the pasuk says morag has some instrument that performs disha. The Gemara asks now, Mesive, when it came to that the time to Shmuel, when the Plishtim returned the Aram, so after this they had brought some animals to be brought as a karbanos. Vesaparos, Helula Ola Lashem. How could that be? How could they bring the animals from the Plishtim? We can't bring animals, Aram, Michoshish, they're Nirvu. Harah Shahisa, since some nace had happened here, there was a special time, Harah Shah, that they were allowed to accept the cows. Other than that one time event, you can't accept animals from the non Jews. And Hachanami Mesavr, it's also very sensible to say this. Because Dilo Temach, if you don't say this, that was Harasha, Ola Nekeva Miika. Could you ever bring an Ola from a Nekeva? An Ola always comes from a Zachar. A Chatas comes from a Nekeva. An Ola comes from a Zachar. Someone could come from either Zachar or Nekeva. But for our purposes, an Ola has to come from a Zachar. So how come they brought in a keva here for this Ola? It must be, it was Harasha, so we could change some of the rules. The Torah Hashem says, accept the Nekeva, accept it even though there's a Chashash of Nirvu. My kusha, what's the shaila? The Dilma Bamas Yachid. Maybe they brought the Bamas Yachid. Uktiv Ada Barava, Damar of Ada Barava, Minayin La Ola Nekeva Shish Kshera, the Bamas Yachid. Even though for a Mizbeach you can't bring an Ola from a nekeva. For a bamas yachid, you can bring an ola from a nekeva. Shenamar says in the Shmuel, vayikach Shmuel tila chalav echad vayalehu ola. They brought it as an ola, even though it was a nekeva. So bamas yachid is allowed to have a nekeva. So the Gemara says, wait a second, it says vayalehu zachar mashra. When it says by Shmuel vayalehu, he brought it, that implies a zachar. How is that a raya that you could bring a nekeva on a bamas yachid? The Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Vayaleh HaKsiv. It's written without the vav, so it sounds like the way it appears in Vayaleh Ha, he brought in a nekeva. So Shmuel brought in a nekeva as a ola on a bamas yachid. So to the case of Plishim, there is no raya because it's possible that they're bringing the bamas yachid, which accepts a nekeva. In which case, there really is no raya in the end. It still seems to be a kasha. The Gemara doesn't answer the question. How then, it's not a riot, but either way the Gemara answered, how could they bring the para, even though it came from the Goyim? It must be because it was Harasha. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Gvul Yeshla, there's really a Gvul, there's a line of age of when we're Choshesh, when we're not Choshesh, of Nirvu. Pusa mi bashlosh shanim nekeres, bashlosh shanim ein nekeres. If the cow is under 3, it's going to become sterile. If it's above 3, it's not going to become sterile. So therefore, Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, haidikatani le'el lochin mehem lekarbon, la milsa pshita hi lechol pokabemo. It's not all animals you can't buy. Elagvul yeshla, Rashi says, pusa mi bashlosh shanim nekeres beharvas ish. It will become sterile from the man being roveit. V'nikchas min ovdikham nechais aleh. We know a goy doesn't want to make his animal sterile, so if it's under 3 where the animal can become sterile, you could buy such an animal. Above 3 though, you cannot buy such an animal because it won't be sterile, and there's a chashash then that the goy may have been roveyed. So the Gemara asks, Esive, Kohani Tiyufta, they ask all the questions we asked above, and Shanile, Pusa Mishlosh Shanim, and we answer all the questions we're talking about a cow under the age of 3. In other words, Tashma, Vesaparo Sa'alu Ola Lashem, how could they bring an animal from the Plishim as a carbon? And the answer, Pusa Mishlosh Shanim, it must have been a cow under the age of 3, where there's no Cheshash of Roveya. Maskivla Rav Huna, Bred Rav Nasan, Imkain. So then, if that's the case, Hainu, Vesbineim Kalu, Bibais Prusa Mibash Bibais. What's this pasuk again referring to? That they return the cows here, so then how could we accept it? So it must be again because Prusa Mibash Shalashanim. So Mikhail the Gemara asks, how could they give birth? Right? Because the pasuk goes on to say that to Kalu, Plishim Abayas, that they were no longer, they killed them, they couldn't have any other cows there. It sounds like the cows in theory could have given birth. But does a cow under the age of 3 really give birth? V'atan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Parah v'chamor mi'bash shalosh v'adai l'kohen mikan v'eilech safek? If you buy a cow and a donkey for under the age of 3, we know for sure they're not going to give birth. So the first cow or donkey born, we can assume it's the Bechor. If it's over the age of 3, so then we assume that it's possible it had already a calf before and a donkey before him. So, but we see under the age of 3, though, a cow cannot give birth. But that pasuk by Plishim sounds like those paros had the ability to have calves born to them. So therefore, the Gemara ends up saying, you're right, Ella mechavrasa kidashina meikara, we can't really fit this answer of the under the age of 3. This approach is not going to work out. Look at a fascinating toast on the side here. Para v'chamer ba'asholosh shanim v'adei l'kohen. Cow or donkey bought at the age of 3 or under, certainly you could assume that the firstborn is a firstborn, and you could give it a mitzvah of pidyon haben, or pidyon b'chor. So perish to kodem shalosh v'adei lo yalda. Before the age of 3, the cow or donkey definitely did not give birth. You go out to the farms and cows all the time have calves when they're at the age of 2 only. Things have changed. Nishtana hateva. This is one of the tosim that says this throughout the Shas. He says it a number of times that times have changed. And even though the times of Gemara had to be the age of 3, nowadays it's the age of 2. Okay, there are many other discussions like this elsewhere, Tosim in Maikatam, and fine. Now, what the Rav Yaakov Emden says, nothing has changed. The times are still true. The Gemara is talking about a row of cases that a cow under the age of 3 won't give birth. But in Echnami, sometimes it does give birth. So in Echnami, it happens at the age of 2, but it's not common, and that's why the Gemara presented it as it doesn't give birth under the age of 3. It's such a such a uncommon case, therefore it wasn't acknowledged in the Gemara, but in Echnami, it could have happened then, as it does happen now. And the Gemara now says two dots. The Gemara is now darshaning a bunch of psukim here regarding the plishim, the returning of the aron and the cows. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayisharna paros baderech al derech Beis Shemesh. And Vayisharna, they were something, the cows were on the path toward Beis Shemesh. My Vayisharna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shamru Shira, that they sang a song. So according to some, the Ritvan Rabbi Nechanan said they actually spoke, they actually sang songs. And Rabbi Nechanan says, don't be so bothered by this because we know the donkey of Bilamosa spoke. That's not, it's a chiddush, but it's not out of this world. However, others say the rabbi thinks, no, it wasn't actual singing. It was the way that the animals walked. That itself was some type of a musical. The way they moved, that itself, those who could understand language of the animals could have seen the singing going on. So it wasn't an actual song. Umayshir Amar, what exactly, skipped a line, sorry. Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Amar, Rav Sheyishu Panam Keneged Ha'aron Vamushir. As they're walking away, they turned their heads back straight towards the Aron and were also singing a song at the same time, but it was also referring to the direction of their head facing the Aron. So my shir amu, what did they sing? Amu Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir, Oz Yashir Moshe Vneisa. That's the song they sing, Oz Yashir. Rabbi Yochanan Didei Amar, Vamartim Bayomahu Hodu Lashem Kiru Vishmo. That's the song according to Rabbi Yochanan that they were singing. Reish Lakish Amar, Mizmor Yasma. Mizmor Yasma, we'll see Rashi in just a second, was Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, Kinflos Aso Shir Lo Yimino Zohar Kacher. That was the song they sang. Why is it called Mizmor Yisoma? Rashi explains this four lines up from the bottom. Shilo Huzkar Shem Omro. It doesn't mention who says it. It's called the Yasom. We don't know who the father of the, who the author of this Mizmor is. Tosus contends this and says, can't be true, we have many mizmorim that don't have an author. Rather, first two, we don't exactly know what's it referring to. It's unclear the context of this mizmor. Back to the Gemara now. Rabbi Elazar Amar Hashem Malach Yirguzu Amin was the song. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Hashem Malach Geus Lavesh was the song. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka Amar Roni Roni Ashita. They were singing Hisnofafi Brov Hadarech. They were singing, happiness is the Aron that is now being raised on the path. It's going to be connected to the golden Aron. Hamuhulala b'dvir armon, that's going to be adorned in the Sefer Torah of Moshe. Umufoara ba'adi adayim, that's going to be covered in beautiful decorations. Fine, that was the song. Ravashi Masli Le Lahadar B'Yitzhak. Aha, he taught that last statement of Yitzchak Nafcha on a different point, on Vayhiben So Aaron Vayomer Moshe Kuma Hashem Yisrael Mai Amr. What do they say? Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Roni Roni Hashita, and that whole phrase is what they were saying at the time. Let's go just two more lines here quickly. Amr Rav Kaman Kara Parsi LeSifre Dvir. So now the Persians who call the Sifra, they call it Dvir. Who is that? What's that based on? Mehacha from the pasuk it says V'shem Dvir Lefanim Kiyas Sefer. The word Dvir and Sefer are interchangeable. And finally, Amar Ravashi, Kiman Kara Parsel Nida Dashana, that you call a woman Nida a Dashana. Mehalchot says, by Rachel, when Yaakov, rather when Lavan was looking for the Trophim, he says, Ki Derech Nashim Lihi, Derech Nashim Lihi is the Rashi Tevos of the Notrikin of Dashtana, the reference to Nida. Okay, everyone have a wonderful